AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump tells Axios he must be involved in the selection of Iran's next leader and calls the son of the late Supreme Leader an unacceptable pick. Bahrain says an Iranian missile has hit a state-run oil refinery. Azerbaijan has accused neighboring Iran of a drone attack on its territory, signaling the war in the Middle East is spreading. Officials say four people were injured. Israel and the U.S. continue to target Iran. Israel issued an evacuation notice, calling for all people in Beirut's suburbs to get out.
Beirut's streets were gridlocked on Thursday after the Israeli military issued a mass evacuation warning for all of the city's southern suburbs, as Israel apparently signaled plans for heavy bombardment of the area. Hadi Kakour, a resident of Beirut's southern suburbs who was fleeing, said he was not sure that leaving would guarantee his safety. He told the AP, "We don't put anything past them. They'll strike us no matter where we go." Nearly 84,000 people had already been displaced since Israel's renewed airstrikes on Lebanon began. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency has said at least 38,000 people have crossed from Lebanon into Syria. I'm Karen Shamas.
Corey McCain is an American stuck in Dubai. He was having trouble getting in contact with U.S. officials to plan his exit. McCain tells the AP it's quiet at his hotel.
Meanwhile, like literally a five-minute drive that way, like, a hotel's getting hit by a missile. And then like 15 minutes that way, there's like a drone strike at the airport.
Hundreds of thousands of travelers have found themselves stranded in the Middle East. The House is preparing to vote on a war powers resolution that would halt President Trump's attack on Iran. A similar vote failed in the Senate. Republicans are invoking the war in Iran and the prospect of retaliatory terrorist attacks as they tee up votes on a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are going back to falling on Wall Street as crude oil prices fall some more because of the war with Iran. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The index is coming off a frenetic start to the week that saw financial markets worldwide swerve sharply. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 645 points. That's about 1.4%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Oil prices rallied between 4 and 5% following the latest escalations with the war in Iran. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Bond investors are worried that higher inflation caused by oil prices could keep the Federal Reserve from cutting interest rates this year. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.13%. Seth Soutell, New York.
A blackout is still on in western Cuba as crews rush to repair a damaged thermoelectric plant. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.